seems to walk the same way she talks, fingers wrapped in her locks. She plays a part, doctor for bleeding hearts, for hopeless at best. Oh, what a noble task in a world that's such a hopeless mess.
Receiver. Hello, he said, a little out of breath. Tommy's father was downstairs in the basement wood shop cutting a piece of clear pine on the table saw. The sound of the saw was screechingly loud, and a big plume of agitated sawdust was forming in the air. Tommy's mother was outside on the front lawn tending to a small flower garden. She was visibly upset about her flower's condition. She was observing a black film on the stems and leaves, then trying to wipe this black substance away while running hose water on it. But it was too greasy and the water wasn't washing it away. The front door opened and Tommy appeared behind his mother. Mom, there's a phone call for you. Tommy's mom stood up and turned, the garden hose in her right hand shooting water. Who is it? She asked. I don't know. It's a man. He said you would know what it's about. Tommy's mom stood frozen for a moment, and Tommy saw lines of worry racing across her face. Something else scrambled into Tommy's awareness. He saw that the sky was noticeably darker than usual, and he saw a huge red-orange glow moving on the horizon. Just then, a man appeared running frantically in the street. The man yelling, "Fire is coming! Fire is coming! Fire is coming! Fire is coming!
Thank you. Get this going. or a cigarette. I'll meet you at the bar, mine's a pint of sea view. Ron only had to look at the coke and he knew. She was dumbstruck, she could feel herself going numb. Clutch thumbs in her fist, felt unstuck. This is wrong, fuck this. Her stomach heaved. You set me up instead of just talking to me. Oh, what about trust? Guts twisted. Pete was stuck to the spot. His lips shifted. He couldn't make a sound. Gale stood still, calm. Pete stared down, reached out, touched her arm. She shook it off, so livid, so hurt. She walked away without saying another word. He was about to follow, but saw Dale hiding a smile. Then he couldn't help it. He saw red. He went wild. In the dance with your auntie, but hear this, let's clear this up right now. Your numbers are up, son, I have found you out. You don't know who I work for, men who have hurt more men than the world wars. When you were first born, they were killing men who were worth more than 10 of your kind. Are you out of your mind? Look, don't worry, son, I'm in no hurry, son, I'll have you on the run. Like a funny curry, son, go back inside and make sure your brother's having fun. Just know this, any day now, I'll be coming, son. Feeling weak, she took her breath hard, slamming its head against the wall of her chest. She looked to her left, saw Ron, shoulders spread, talking to Harry. Harry looked awkward, scared. What's this? Mother's meeting? Come on, Harry, need your help. She walked him off as Ron watched. Harry felt himself melt. Becky, he began, but he couldn't finish. He fiddled with a cigarette, held it between his fingers. What's up? She didn't need to ask, she could feel it there. You got yourself in trouble with my uncle? Yeah. He stared at the skyline, he tried to find the right word. I gotta leave town, and tonight at the latest. They stopped walking, turned, looked into each other's faces. And I want you to come with me. Time stopped, Harry waited. She said nothing, she raised her eyebrows like he did on the night they met. In this way they spoke at length, and his heart heard what her eyes said. He said nothing, he just felt and hoped that he was understood. Then she felt something in her melt, and lightning flashed and thunder shook. He stared at her until she heard and felt an energy go surging through her person. Something in his eyes, she felt her body bursting. She kissed him and it reached a part of her that had been sleeping. And she felt his heart beating in her own. She felt complete and so no, they didn't speak. Ran down the street, Leon had the motor running and they jumped in the back seat. Becky felt peace when she looked at his face. Let's us free, get on a plane and open up Harry's place. He stared at her, really, she nodded, his pulse raced. He reached down beside him, bore out a suitcase. Stuff full of cash, Leon smiled at them both. Let's fucking do it, he said, away they drove. Dale and Pete were in a pile of trainers and feet, clenched fists and black eyes and chipped teeth. Their dads had tried to get in between them. It was like they couldn't wait to get involved. Graham was beating David's skull with his elbows. David was kneeing Graham's nether regions, and Miriam was at the bar weeping. Ron was pleased as punch with the outcome of the evening, while Becky, Harry and Leon headed for the beyond. Up to Dover for the ferry and from there wherever. Harry looked at Becky, let's feel this way forever. Up to Dover for the ferry and from there wherever. Harry looked at Becky, said let's feel this way forever.
Astonishment of heart. feeling like you feel like you got a chip on your shoulder.
Why God do I gotta suffer? Pain in my heart, carry burdens full of struggle. Why God do I gotta bleed? Every stone thrown at you, resting at my feet. Why God do I gotta suffer? Earth is no more, won't you burn this motherfucker?
Keep talking back, I beat your ass. Who bought you that? You stole it. I beat your ass if you say that game is broken. I beat your ass if you jump on my couch. I beat your ass if you walk in this house with tears in your eyes, running from poo-poo and Prentice. Go back outside, I beat your ass, little nigga. That homework better be finished. I beat your ass, your teachers better not be bitching about you in class. That pizza better not be wasted, you eat it all. The TV better not be loud if you got it on. Them Jordans better not get dirty when I just bought them. Better not hear about you humping on Keisha's daughter. Better not hear you got caught up. I beat your ass, you better not run to your father. I beat your ass, you know my patience running thin. I got boo-boo payments to make. County buildings on my ass, trying to take my food stamps away. I beat your ass if you tell them social workers he live here. I beat your ass if I beat your ass twice and you still here. 7 years old, think you run this house by yourself? Nigga, you gon' fear me if you don't fear no one else.
If I can smoke fear away, I roll that motherfucker up.
A bitch, pull them panties to the
side
now.
I don't think I can find a way.
I probably die anonymous, I probably die with promises. I probably die walking back home from the candy house. I probably die because these colors are standing out. I probably die because I ain't know DeMarcus was snitching. I probably die at these house parties fucking with bitches. I probably die from witnesses leaving me false accused. I probably die from thinking that me and your hood was cool. Or maybe die from pressing the line, acting too extra. Or maybe die because these smokers are more than desperate. I probably die from one of these pats and blue badges. Body slammed in black and white paint, my bones snapping. Or maybe die from panic, or die from being too lax. Or die for waiting on it, die cause I'm moving too fast. I probably die trying to buy weed at the apartments. I probably die trying to defuse two homies arguing. I probably die cause that's what you do when you're 17. My worries in a hurry, I wish I controlled things.
If I can smoke fear away, I roll that motherfucker up.
Times over throughout the years. My newfound life made all of me magnified. How many accolades do I need to block denial? The shock value of my success put bolts in me. All this money, is God playing a joke on me? Is it for the moment and will he see me as Job? Take it from me and leave me worse than I was before. At 27, my biggest fear was losing it all. Scared to spend money had me sleeping from hard to hard. Scared to go back to Section 8 with my mama stressing. 30 shows a month and I still won't buy me no Lexus. What is an advisor? Somebody that's holding my checks just to fuck me over and put my finances in debt. I read a case about Rihanna's accountant and wonder how did the bad girl feel when she looked at them numbers. That type of shit'll make me flip out and just kill some, drill some. Get ill and feel ratchets with a little some. My practice running from fear, guess I had some good luck. At 27 years old, my biggest fear was being judged. How they look at me, reflect on myself, my family, my city. What they say about me, reveal if my reputation will miss me. What they see from me will trickle down generations in time. What they hear from me will make them highlight my simplest lines. I'm talking fear, fear losing creativity, I'm talking fear. Fear missing out on you and me, I'm talking fear. Fear losing loyalty for pride, cause my DNA won't let me involve in the light of God. I'm talking fear.
Fear that my humbleness is gone, I'm talking fear. Fear that love ain't living here no more, I'm talking fear. Fear that it's wickedness or weakness. Fear, whatever it is, both is distinctive. Fear, what happens on earth stays on earth. And I can't take these feelings with me, so hopefully they disperse. Within 14 tracks, carried out over wax, searching for resolutions until somebody get back. Fear, what happens on earth stays on earth. And I can't take these feelings with me, so hopefully they disperse. Within 14 tracks, carried out over wax, wondering if I'm living through fear or living through rap.
Damn.
God damn you, God damn me, God damn us, God damn we, God damn us all.
Verse 2 says, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. So until we come back to these commandments, until you come back to these commandments, we're going to feel this way. We're going to be under this curse. Because he said he's going to punish us, the so-called blacks, Hispanics, and Native American Indians, are the true children of Israel. We are the Israelites according to the Bible. The children of Israel, he's going to punish us for our iniquity, for our disobedience, because we chose to follow other gods. That as a man chasing his son, so the Lord thy God chasing thee. So just like you're chasing your own son, he's going to chasten you because he loved you. So that's why we get chastised. That's why we're in the position that we're in. Until we come back to these laws, statutes, and commandments and do what the Lord says, these curses is going to be upon us. We're going to be at a lower state in this life that we live here and today in the United States of America. I love you, family, and I pray for you. God bless you. Shalom.
Nothing is yours. בואו ונגיד שלום יפה. שקית הפתעה לכל מי שיוצא מזה, אפשר לזרוק לפח את כל פרחי הבח. לחץ הדם שלי גם ככה מופרח, כי
כי אחר all.